right, so the Ron, the Ron on Mem on my base. So he quotes, he goes through the issue, right? So he says, it's interesting the Rif doesn't have any of this, right? So he says like this, Klomer, ki koma rova yashinu misham rosso, hare ze get, that was bekofis koma, right? That's like Rashi, right? In the middle of the run. So therefore he says you need both, right? You need tied and asleep. Kofos kadesh lo ye chotzer mahalechas. He has to be tied, so he's not mahalechas. V'yoshen bo'ino, V'yoshen kadesh lo ye mishtamer ledaita. And he has to be asleep in order that he's watched by her. Right, Ulufize Hadam Rinan Bihamavi. The whole chutzir has to be considered Mishtameris Ladaita. Right, the Eved is like a din of a chutzir, and that chutzir has to be Mishtameris Ladaita. But you're right, it's for what goes in and out of it. Ulufize Hadam Rinan Bihamavi Tin Yon. Anybody know what that means? Right, that's it. So he says, it says, Kosov la geva nosno biyad avdo, v'kosov la shtar matana olav, kon also miskareshes bo. Right? So that's the case where he gives her he puts the get into the Eved's hand. Right? And then he writes a shtar matana on the Eved, for the Eved. And he gives her the shtar matana for the Eved. So now she'll be kona the Eved and miskareshes. Right? Because the Eved is now her chatzer, and she'll be kona kinyan through the Eved, kinyan chatzer. Okay, but it doesn't say. Oh, so over there, the Gemara says he has to be tied. V'lo mad karina yoshein klal, but it doesn't mention anything about being asleep. Right. Hai nu taima mishum delo akshinon hosom. So over there, the only problem was that the only question the Gemara raised was Chotzer Ma'alechas. Didn't bring anything up about the Shmira, right? So that's the only reason it just addressed Kafos, because that's all it was talking about. Okay, but really, you need both. Okay. But over here, that was the only question. That's why it only addressed the question of kafos. Okay, so that's one way to learn, like Rashi and the Rush. This is the other way to read the Gemara. Now what? The aim of Hochi. Kofos umisham rosso hareze get. Eino kofos, eino get. Right. In other words, it comes out, the way you're going to read it is v'hilchoso is kofos, meaning that's all you need. All you need is kofos umisham raso. That's it. Ain't no kofos, ain't no get. So he's going to read it that kofos umisham raso is a get. If he's not tied up, it's not a get. But if he's tied up, it doesn't matter if he's awake or if he's asleep. It's still good, right? So that's the thing. It's not asleep, and as the Gemara started out with saying he's asleep, and it comes out and it concludes hilchoso bekofos, and that means to say kofos is the only thing you really need. Doesn't really mean it doesn't need to be asleep at all. Okay. So he says that's like the Rambam, because what does the Rambam say? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam's Parakei, Halacha Yud Zayin, right?
Yeah.
Let's read the Rambam carefully here. It's interesting, there was another Girsa in the Rambam. You saw that? So he's like this. Nosan aget biyod avda. So that he gives the get to the hand of her servant, her eved. Vihu nior. Vihi mishamraso. So what does that mean? The eved is awake, but she's guarding him. Right? So what does that mean? The overwatching him. She's overseeing what he's doing. It's very important to get this clear. The Eved is awake, he's saying, and he's watching her. She's watching him. So what does that mean? For the Rambam, there's no contradiction of being awake and being considered Mishtameris L'daita. Right? It's not like the Rush. The Rush said once he's awake, he's automatically not shayach to being to shmira to being mishtameres l'daita, because once he has his own das, it's impossible to say that he's mishtameres l'daita. Rambam doesn't have any problem with that. The eved is awake, and he's mishtameres l'daita. She's still considered watching him. Im hayakafus. Now you see even something bigger. According to the Rambam, even if the eved is awake and untied, it's possible to still call him watched. Notice he doesn't. The Rambam is just saying, he's saying they're independent, they're completely independent. It's possible for him to be awake and watched by her, and either tied or untied. Okay? So now he goes through both possibilities. If the Eved is tied, Hareze get. Uki'ilu higia l'chatzeira shiyomedes betzida. Interesting reference, right? If the Eved is tied up, doesn't matter that he's awake, but he's tied up and she's watching him, then what? Then it's good, because it's no different than the get going to a chatzer shehi omedes betzida. It's no different than putting the get into a chatzer that she's standing next to. Correct? Vim eino kofos, eino get. And if he's not tied up, it's not a get. So why is it not a get? Because he's in chatzer ma'alachas. Good. Now, nos no biyado eved v'hu yoshein. Let's say he gives it to the eved while the eved is asleep. Vihi mishamraso, so she's doing shmira, he's asleep. Hare ze posel, so assuming the eved is not bound, now the Rambam says it'll be a get posel. So what does that mean? It means midaraisa is good. Midaraisa is good. And this eved is not tied up. What's that? Posel means it's good midaraisa. It's only not good midarabanan. Ain't no get, right? That's in Perek Yud. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Perek Yud, he gives you the decoder key. That he says, Kol mokom she'amarno b'chibar zeh she'get botol, o ain't no get, o ain't no migresh, she'rei zeh get botol min haTorah. And she's Eishes Ish Gemura. But Kol mokom she'amarno b'chibar zeh she'get posel, o reze posel midivrei so from Bilvad. Right, v'nifsla bo min hakahuna midivrei Torah, v'lo tinasu l'chatchila. Okay. V'lo tinasu l'chatchila. She shouldn't get married to someone else l'chatchila, but if she does, the kid's not a mamzer, and we don't make her get divorced because it really was a good get. So here the Rambam is saying that as long as the eved is asleep, this we haven't even seen, right? This we haven't seen. Just being asleep and not being tied up, the Rambam is learning, is good midaraisa. Right? Yeah.
I think the Rambam seems to be explaining that what the problem was with being asleep, that it's not enough necessarily. But are we saying that at the time of the giving, he had the chance to wake up? He had a chance to move, or at the time of the give, overall, sleeping is not a state of?
I mean, the rush learned if the Eved is asleep and not tied up, it's zero. It's a get bottle. Ain't no get. right? That's what we were doing yesterday. Because he was saying that being tied is a gzeiras hakos, is a gzeiras hakosuv. Right? Being eno, he was saying mahalechas is a gzeiras hakosuv. Chotzer mahalechas is a gzeiras hakosuv. And the gzeiras hakosuv means that it's the quality in the chotzer that it can or cannot move. And the fact that he's asleep now doesn't help, because when his natural state is to sleep and wake up. So he's a chutzer that, given his natural state, eventually will start moving. So it has to be removed from its natural state by binding it. But being asleep, according to the rush, is nothing. Doesn't help. Doesn't change the nature of the object. The nature of the Eved, even when he's asleep, is a mokom that will wander from its master. And that's not what a Yad is. Yad never wanders. Yad never strays. So you see, the Rambam is certainly learning differently from the Rush. Because he's saying that as long as the Eved is asleep, and he's, even though he's not tied up, it still is considered good midraisa, right? So we have to think about that. Now, the Rambam is like, remember the Rush's question yesterday? He said, how come a sleep doesn't work for Malechas like it works for Shmira? He was bothered, why do we say by Shmira that when he's asleep, it's a Shmira? But by Mahalechas, we say when he's asleep, he's still considered Mahalechas. And Rambam says, even when he's asleep, we don't consider him Mahalechas. We don't consider him a Chatzah Mahalechas. Because he's saying, Midoraisa would be good when the Eved is asleep. So then, but you see, he has a whole different way of thinking about it than the Rush. Because the Rush held that Mahalechas is a Gzeiras HaKosov in the very identity of what a Chatzah is. And in terms of its identity, even the fact that, in terms of its identity, you have to go by how it is all the time. So as long as it's moving some of the times, then it's not considered a stationary object. Okay, that's the first problem in the Rambam. But then the Rambam says another strange thing. He says, "Kosav aget v'nasno biyad avdo," right, in Yudches, "the kosav l'shtar matana olav." So he says, let's say he writes a get and puts it in his own Eved's hand, right? And then he writes a shtar matana for the Eved and gives it to his wife, right? Kevan shezochso be'eved, zochso be'get. So then that's the old case we had. He puts it on a piece of property and he gives her the property. So the Eved is like the chatzer. So it's like he's putting it in his chatzer and giving her the chatzer. So that's good, he says. She acquires the Eved, and she is Zocha to the get. And she's divorced, im hoyer kafus, if the Eved was bound. Because then he's a Chatzer Mahalechas, right? I guess he doesn't say anything explicitly about the sleep, or about the Shmira, but I guess you have to assume that she's watching him, that she's Shomer him, right? But then he's like this, Ve'im eino kofos v'ni'or. If the Eved that he gives to her is not tied up and he's awake, then she'll be kona the Eved, because there's no problem being kona an Eved when he's up and walking around. She can be kona the Eved when he's moving. But she won't be divorced because he's a chatzer ma'alechas, so in terms of the kinyan get via the Eved, it won't work. But then he says a strange thing. Ad she agia haget liyada. She won't be divorced until the get comes to her hand. What does that sound like?
She has to take it. It's not enough for it to just be kona from the Eved himself.
The Eved can't be the facilitator.
But it sounds like he doesn't have to re-give it. Right? He doesn't have to re-give it.
Like the Eved, can you just give it to her?
Yeah.
But even if it's her Eved,
that's the Rambam.
The Rashba has used it as a subject.
Yeah. So that's the way the Rambam is mashed. No, the Rambam is mashed like this. He gave it to the Eved, He puts the get into his own Eved's hand, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be this particular case, but this is the case he has. He puts the get into his own Eved's hand, and then he gives her the Eved, right? He gives her the Eved as a matana, correct? And the Eved is running around, free, running around, okay? So it's not a good kinyan on the get, because the Eved is the chotzer mahalachas. But the Rambam says, as long as when she gets the get, then it'll be good.
Meaning he holds on to it. And then
that's right. As long as the Eved gives it to her at some point, as long as she takes it from the Eved at some point.
So it doesn't hold like a Rabba does.
So.
Says it would be good.
No. Rabba would require it to be. No, it would only be good if it was tied up when he gave her the.
Rabba said it by foot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
There was a question that was brought up.
Yeah, so the Ron mentions the Rambam, right? He says, the Rambam paskins that it's good if he's tied up, even if he's awake. He says, that doesn't make sense. He says, v'od devar v'matmiyim. But it's also the other strange things in the Rambam. Shekosav nosno biyada evet v'yoshein v'yimisham rosa reza get posel. The Rambam says, even if the Eved was asleep and not tied up, as long as she's watching him, it's possible via dua lefia klal shelo. And we know, it's known according to his rule, shekol mokom shu mazkir possible ain't an element of very sofrim. Vimnisis lo tetze, vizu minayin lo. Where did the Rambam get this idea that just being asleep is good midaraisa? Because of Od, he says, Shem eino kofos v'niyor, konso eved v'eino migoresh, sashi yagi aget liyodo. The other strange thing is, he says, if he gives her the eved, and he's awake and not tied up, it's not good, ad shi yagi aget liyodo. That's mashma, that if she takes it from the eved, it's good. But the Rashba was masupik about that. Does he have to re-give it or not? Okay. The kishenot loso he dilma havalei kitli gitech miagavi karka. Knows when she goes and takes it from the hand of the eved, so maybe that's just like kitli gitech miagavi karka. What does that mean? Because his first nesina was no good, basically. He put it into the hand. Because eved can't be a shliach, and eved is not valid as a shliach. Okay? All right, so we have to try to understand how the Rambam is learning this whole sugya of Kofos and Niyor. Okay? All right. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of Parakeh. Okay? There's one thing that is interesting in the way the Rambam expresses himself to me, where he says, Ki'ilu higia l'chatzera Shehi omedes betzida. Right? When he says that if you put it in the hand of the Eved, as long as she's watching the Eved, even if he's awake, and the Eved is bound, he compares it. He says, what's it like? It's like putting it into her chotzer, but then he adds something. Shehi omedes betzida. Right? He adds that line. It's like he put it into her yard that she is standing next to. Now,
if she wasn't standing there, then maybe it wouldn't be good.
Ah, so we know that she has to be standing next to the yard, right? That was the sugya in the Gemara. Does it have to be betzida or not? So we said it does have to be betzida. And I don't know if you remember, but we had a little bit of a discussion. Does it have to be in it or next to it?
Yeah.
Right? And then we were trying to define what does next to it mean.
Yeah.
Right? And we said the Beis Shmuel, I think, said it means mamish next to it, like standing on its border.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even stood up and demonstrated that for you. Right? So when we were learning, after we learned that sugya, and then we came across, and I was learning, taking a look at this sugya, it naturally presents a problem. Right? How do you do betzida by an eved? How do you accomplish betzida by an eved? In other words, we said that a chatzir is only good when it's doma diyada. And what's my yada smuchala af chatzera smuchala? Right? That's how we learned. And we said smuchala means physically that she is attached to it.
Holding it.
So that'll be good. So how does an Eved become smuchala? How is Eved smuchala? That's what's confusing. That's what's curious. How do you make an Eved smuchala? You have to ride piggyback on him? I mean, if you hold besocha, you're going to have a hard time. He's going to have to be piggy. She's going to have to piggyback on top of the Eved. Or samachla, the stand, what? Back to back. Face. Rafi says holding hands. I mean, Ben says holding hands.
They're chained together.
It's funny. Right? Yeah. So take a look at the Ram over here in the beginning of Parakeh. He says, Zesha Nema Batorah Venasim Biyada Ein Inyin HaKosav El Shiyagia Get La V'yechad Yada Ocheiko Chazera. Okay, Ushlucha She'asa Yada Ki Yada HaKol Echadu. Okay, so it just means it has to get to her. Whether it's her hand, her lap, her yard, her shliach. V'yechad Chazera HaKanuya La Oh, chatzera hamuskeras. Oh, sheulala. Whether it's her yard that she owns, that she's renting, that she's borrowing, hakol rishusahu. Everything is considered rishus. Umishiagia get lirishusa niskareshus. Okay, that's all it really means. Rishusa. That the get has to be magia lirishusa. Now the Ram explains. Hazorek get liishto l'toch chatzera. He throws it into her yard. Im hayisa omedes shom b'tzad chatzera nisgarsha. Now he's adding in a new quality, a new qualification. Right? Now he's adding in a new qualification. He's saying, first he says all it really means is that it gets to her rishus. And now he's telling you, if he throws it into her yard, now, if she's standing there, it's good. Bitzad chatera, it's good. Vim lav lo niskarsha. Ad shetamo bitzad chatera. V'afal pi, he says, shehi chotzer sheyishtamer get besocha. Even though it's a chotzer that is definitely going to keep the get inside of it. She still has to go there. She still has to be there. Why? Shechov hu lo hagerishin, because the get is considered a detriment to her. It's considered a debt to her, an obligation. What do you say? A detriment. Ve'ein chovin lo adam ella befanav, and we have our general rule: you can only do something bad to somebody.
In
their presence.
That's nice.
That's right. It's the anti-weasel rule. No, but it doesn't really mean that. It means so you can't make somebody.
Can't break up over text.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, because of the stress of it.
Yeah, so in the Hilchos Gezeila Vaveh, the Perek Yud Zayin, so the Rambam says, Chatzero shel adam kona lo shlo midaito. Right, a person's chatzer will be kona for him without his knowledge. V'im noflo abo metziya harehi shel baal ha-chotzer. Right, it belongs to the baal ha-chotzer. B'medvar murim, b'chotzer ha-mishtameres. Right, oval b'soda v'gina kirtze b'hem. Then he has to be there. Okay, so in other words, that's what the Rambam is explaining over here in Gerushin. He's saying even though it's a chotzer that's mishtameres, that it's keeps its own possessions inside of it, and it would be good for a kinyan. It would be good for a Kenyan, like on a Metziah or something. It won't work by Gershon. Why? Because Ein Zoch Ein Chavin L'Adam Ela B'Fanav. So in terms of how the Rambam is setting up the idea of Samochla and Shmira, he's putting Shmira and Samochla together. And he's basically making it an extrinsic kind of a thing. It's external to the Maisa Kinyan itself. In other words, in terms of the qualifications of what is a chotzer that's roi for kinyan gerushin, it's basically the regular chotzer. As long as it's possible to be shom, as long as it is shomer what you put into it, that's a chotzer. That's intrinsically that's a chotzer that's roi for the kinyan of gittin. So why can't you make the why can't you do the gerushin into the chotzer that is mishtameres? Because it has to be a maisa to her. It has to be befoneha. It's not an idea of the shmira in terms of making it the right kind of a chotzer, but it's in terms of the completion of the maisa nesina. The maisa nesina is not a maisa technically of just kinyan. It's a personal maisa ultimately. Ultimately it has to be a personal action. That's the way we mentioned this idea actually. We said that yad is a riboy, meaning to say that chotzer is good because it's still considered to be personal as long as it's to a chotzer that she's in front of. In other words, you can view it as really the get has to be going to her. But it doesn't have to technically go into her hand as long as it goes into her property that she is by and aware of and cognizant of what is going on. That's considered nosan law. So that's how the Rambam is learning. Rambam is learning mishtameres and ledaito. And ledaita are two different things. To be a chotzer mishtameres, that's intrinsically makes it roi for kinyan. But get is not just a kinyan. It's a maisa to her. So therefore it needs daita. It needs to have her awareness of what is going on. And samach is part of that. Halachically speaking, samach, you need samach for the idea of before now.
And so it's taking everything we knew, right? No, I'm saying it's putting it in.
So let's take a look now at the Rambam again, at the end. So that's how he's learning like this. He's saying, that's why it's not a problem. V'hu ni'or v'hi misham raso. V'hi misham raso doesn't mean, like the other Rishonim are learning, doesn't mean that it has to be her who's in charge. It doesn't have to be that she is controlling what's going in and out. That's not what Mishtameres L'daita means according to the Rambam. Mishtameres L'daita is not a din of what type of a chatzir it is. There's only one kind of a chatzir. There's a chatzir that is Shomer Masha Nosim Besocha. That's a chotzer. That's a chotzer that's roi for kinyan. There's no new kind of a chotzer of yad. And so in the other Rishonim, we're learning that a chotzer dome to yad is a chotzer that she controls what goes in and out of. Right? And therefore, if the Eved is awake, it's impossible, unless you mummify him, right? It's impossible to consider him a chotzer that's mishtameres ledaita, because he always is controlling what goes. Ultimately, he has his own das, and he's shomer his own guf, and he's controlling what goes in and out of his hand, even if he's doing it for her, right? The Rambam doesn't seem to have any problem with that. Rambam says no. You got to split it up. There's only one kind of a chotzer for kinyan. That's a chotzer that holds what you put into it. And Eved, who's awake, is roi for that kind of an identity. He does what she tells him to do, right? So once he's an Eved who's awake, is really has a good has the identity of the chotzer that's roi for kinyan gerushin. The only thing is, if it's not under her watch, then she's not considered samach to it. You understand? Because samach, the din of samach according to the Rambam, is a din that the maisa is being done before neha. It's not a din in the definition of the makom. It's a din in the definition of the maisa. The maisa gerushin has to be done bifoneha, has to be done to her. Okay, so the shmira, the idea of mishtameres ledaita, means, and samach really, means that it's being done to her. So therefore the Rambam is interpreting, he's saying like this, by a chatzir, we'll consider her samach when she's physically next to the karka. But by the eved, as long as she's watching what he's doing, that's considered samach. So when he says vehi misham raso, it means that she's aware of what is going on, what's going in and out of his hand. So then it depends. If he's kafus, then not, then it's good, even if he's awake. Okay, and if he's not kafus, it's nothing. I will have to talk about that in a minute. Yeah, that's right. So that's why he says that as long as she is watching and she's shomer what he's doing, then it's like a chatzera. So that's why he says, im hayakafos hareze get ukilu higiel chatzera shi omedes besoch betzida. Now what about the case where he's not tied up? Then it's no good. It's zero, he says. But if he's asleep and she's watching, then it's possible. So we have to understand that now. And it's difficult. Why does he have to return and say Vimhaya Kafas? But anyway, that's the Kesef Mishnah leaves off with the Tzarachian. So why is it no good if he's not tied up? Because he's a Chatzir Mahalechas. Because he can move. So why does sleeping help?
What?
Why does sleeping help?
What does it economy?
So why is the argument with the Rambam? In other words, what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh on Halechas, that the Rambam says sleeping is good, and the Rosh says sleeping doesn't help at all? Because according to the Rambam, if you wanted to say it like this, you could say, midoraisa, all that matters is that the Eved is immobilized, either because he's asleep or because he's tied up. In either case, the Rambam would say it's good midoraisa, as long as she's there. Because he says, "Im hu yashen v'hi misham raso," and he's not kafus, then it's get pasul. That means midrash is good. That's what the Ran noted, right? So it seems to me like this. So the Rambam is learning like this, that mahaleches is also a problem. Not in defining the type of chutz that we're talking about. Rambam only holds there's one underlying idea of chutzir, and that's rishus. We don't differentiate a moving rishus from a non-moving rishus in terms of property. All we say is the gzeiras hakasev is that a person can acquire something not only through his own maisa, but even through his chatzer, not only through his own yad, but even through his property. That's the gzeiras hakasev, that your property can be a kone for you. Okay? But under one condition. Under two conditions. First of all, it has to be capable of holding an object. It has to be a mokum that's roy for our Kabbalah. Right? You have to sort of anthropomorphize over here. Might add an extra syllable in there, but you have to make it like, what does it mean that land is a makabel? It means that it keeps what you put in there, right? So if it's a smooth slope, an inclined plane, wouldn't be a good place for a makom for a kabbalah, right?
Yeah.
That I'm saying in terms of The property will do a kinyan when it can do the first requirement is that it has something that we can correlate to a maisa or a kabbalah. So where is the kabbalah of in the karka? That it's put in a place that's not going to wander off. So it's not going to leave. It's not going to roll out. And I can say that it's It's in the karka. The karka has received it, so to speak. Right? Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Shabbos, I think he has it in the Parish of Shnayos, that there's like an opposite. There's an we make the comparison in the opposite direction. That in Shabbos we all know that in order to have a hotzah, you need an akira and a hanocha, right? And the hanocha has to be on a mokom dalad al dalad. When you put something down, it has to be on a mokom that's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, not 4 amas by 4. 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, okay? Otherwise, it's not considered the hanocha. But the first Mishnah has all those cases where you put it into the Ani's hand. And the Ani's hand is not dalad al dalad, right? So, or the Balvai's hand. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible? There's no mokom hanacha. There's no hanacha if it's a mokom that's pachas mi dalad al dalad, right? So over there, the Gemara explains that dalad al dalad just means it has a certain quality that it retains what you put in it.
Oh.
If something is big enough, if something is small, it's not going to retain. Then the thing is just there precariously. But if it has a certain width and depth, then it's going to keep what you put there. So the Rambam says, therefore, the human hand has that quality even though it's smaller. Right? So it's interesting. In Shabbos, we go the other way. We say that the hanocha has to be on a mokom that's capable of holding an object. And by karka it has to be, or by an object it has to be dalad al dalad. But by the person, his fingers achieve that even though he's less than dalad al dalad. So there is always this comparison back and forth between the yad and makom. So over here too, we're saying the natural Kabbalah is to a yad. The analogous Kabbalah is to karka that can retain what you put into it. So that's the first requirement. That's mishtameres. That's shomer mashim nosim besocha. But it seems to me that the Rambam is also learning mehaleches in that same, in the idea of the maisa kinyan. That not only does it have to have a maisa kinyan that it keeps what's in it, but it can't move. Why? Why? Because the Rambam is learning that in order for the karka to do the maisa kinyan for you, it can't be expressing, it has to be only expressing your identity. It has to be a Kabbalah that expresses your shame. So mehaleches, according to the Rambam, is no good, because if the object is on its own and is independent and has its own motion, then it detracts from your identity. It becomes now it has its own identity. So mehaleches, according to the Rambam, is a psul in the ability to do the maisa kinyan. Because the maisa kinyan has to be for you. So when it's mahaleches, the clear distinction that I'm trying to make over here is that for the rush, there's a certain kind of karka. There's a kusav of a certain kind of chatzir. Right? And therefore, you have to define it by all of its states of existence. And if it ever can get up and move, then it's not the chotzer that we're talking about. According to the Rambam, there's only one thing. There's property, there's reshus, there's bailus. And we say that in certain circumstances, your property can do a maisa that expresses you, that expresses your bailus. So, first of all, it has to be able to do the maisa. That's capable of a shmira. But secondly, it can't be expressing any of its own independence. So, the really, really, it's when it's moving or when it has its own independence, it's a psul. So then it just, but when the guy is asleep, so then at that moment, there's no psul. He is your rishus, and at that moment, there's no psul. But now what about the last question? Last question is, you gave it to the Eved. I mean, it doesn't matter if you gave it to the Eved, to her Eved, or to your Eved, but basically, you gave it to the Eved when he was not tied up, right? So then the Rambam holds, that's not a get right, that's not a good get right then, but as long as it gets to her hand, it'll be fine. So how does that work? Let me ask you a question. You guys are good at being a medayik in the Lashon. Let me ask you a question. Let's play a game over here. Okay, ready? Here's the question. The Rambam says, listen to these two Rambams. He says, this is the one in Yud Ches. Vim eino kofus vin na'or, right? So if he's awake and not tied up.
I'm ready here, Timber. Let me hear your energy, Svara. Get your energy, let it be. Go ahead, let me hear. A bigger
chelik in
the
lava,
a smaller. Let me hear.
Go ahead. Okay, so then she'll be Kona the Eved, but she will not be divorced. Ad shiagia get liada. So what does that mean? Ad shiagia get liada. So we don't have to darshan, right? Because the Ran says that the Rashba and the Ran agree that what's that mashma? What is that mashma?
You say it again.
Yeah. Eino migureshes ad shiagia get liada. Right. Vim eino kofus v'noor. If the Eved is not tied up and he's awake, then she's kona the Eved, but not divorced. Ad shiagia get liada.
You don't have to redo it.
You don't have to redo it, right? Now listen to this, Perek. Now listen to this halacha that we just read.
Meaning it's in some
limbo. Exactly.
State.
Exactly. Now listen to this. Hazorek get leishto halacha beis lesoch chatzera. He throws it into her chatzer. Im ha'yiso medes shom betzad chatzera nis garsha. So if she's there, great. Vim lav, meaning what? She's not there. Lo niskarsha ad shetamod b'tzad chatzera.
Meaning, once it's thrown in there, and then she's b'tzad, right?
So it's the same thing. Because the Rambam has it in both cases. If you threw it into her chatzer and she's not there, it's not good. But it's mashma that when she gets there, it will be good.
According to him, it's not like there's a hefsek period where it's no longer.
So that's what we have to think about. Yeah, right, right. It was in the Rashba was mesupik about that case. Turns out the Torah brings down a question on this case too by the Chotzer. Our old friend the Ramah comes back and he has a little to say on this. In the case where you throw it into the Chotzer and she's not there and then she comes. Similar kind of a question. I don't know why they don't ask on the Rambam. We'll bring a raya from here. But it seems like this. In other words, the Rashba is mesupik. Because, well, let's put it this way. The Rambam is learning like this, that there's no problem. Why? Because the only problem is if the Nesina doesn't come from him. Right? Doesn't come from the Baal. So that would only be cases like Tli Gite Chmer Karka, where his Nesina is broken off from her Kabbalah. Or there's a Rishus Acher Bein Tayim. Okay, but over here it's fine. Why? Because he put it into her rishus. It's coming to her rishus directly from the Baal, whether it's going into the chutzah or going into the eved. And the only thing is, there's something that prevents the kabbalah from being chal. So that's not a problem as long as you supply the ingredient, the missing ingredient to complete the Kabbalah. Now we'll say the Kabbalah was from his giving. You understand? It's like the other cases that we had before. But apparently the Rashba is mesupik if you'll say that when you gave it to the Eved and he was awake and walking around, for instance, maybe you'll say he doesn't have the shame of that kind of a chatzer. other words, if you're going to learn that the Eved who's walking around is not the right kind of chatzer, so then maybe you'll say it's like it went into another place and now it comes into her chatzer, not from him. You know what I mean? If you're going to say that the Eved who's walking around is not really the chatzer of I thought it was the electrician. So if you're going to say it's a chatzer, that's... if you're going to say it's not the din of chatzer, because the Gzeres HaKosov tells you it can't be Mahalechas, for instance, so then you'll say it's like he put it into a neutral zone. Not into her chatzer, and it's not in his rishus anymore. So now when he gets tied up, it turns out he turns into her chatzer, and it's not, and there was like an intervening, an intermediary state where he wasn't in her chatzer or coming from his rishus. But the Rambam has no problem, because he's learning Mahalechas is not a din in the chatzer, it's a din in the Kabbalah. So all you'll say is, while he's Mahalechas, he's not roy for Kabbalah, and when he stops, or when he goes to sleep, when he gets tied up, now the Kabbalah is complete. So basically, that's what we're saying now. That's the machlokas, the Rambam, the other Rishonim. Is the Rambam saying there's only one requirement in terms of the Heftza, and that's that it belongs to her. Everything else has to do with the Kabbalah. Either Mehaleches, because it's not expressing his shame alone. It's not expressing what it is. Or... not in front of her because it's not. But since this is the point I'm trying to make, just like the Rush said, anything that's just a condition of the Maisa is okay when the condition exists. So sleeping, meaning is Mehaleches, is just a conditional problem. So sleeping could take care of it. If Mahalechas is an intrinsic problem in definition, then sleeping won't take care of it. Yeah, you see, you have to understand one thing also. The other Rishonim are learning like this. They're learning. You see, there's a problem over here that the Rush runs into, and I think the Rambam avoids. You look at the end of the Rush that we were doing yesterday, so, and this is really a question that was bothering me when I was learning the Sugya. The Gemara over there says about the, if you want to be Kona Kalim on top of the Behema, it's a problem because of Chotzer Malechas and all the other things, right? So he says, but that's, over there it's just simply Mammon, right? And Mammon, we don't learn from the Nosan Biyada. Why are we getting stuck by the Nosan Biyada of Gittin by Mammon? We learn Mammon from Chotzer Midin Shlichas. Right? In other words, remember we said this a long time ago? We said there's two ways to know a king in Chotzer. Either Midin Shlichas or Midin Yada. So he said, Isha has to be Yada, because Ein Chavin Ladam Shlo B'Fanav, or a Kitana can get a get, and there's no Shlichas for a Kitana. So by Isha and Gittin, we must have the din of Yada. And once you have Yada, now you get into these problems of Samoch, and the hand is not moving, so the Chatzar has to not be moving. But over there, in Bab Metzia, the Gemara was talking about being Kona Kalim. So just learn it Midin Shlichas. And he says a shliach walks. So what's the problem? I mean, what do you say? You say, my cow will function like my shliach. And a shliach is a moving, walking thing. So what's the problem? How come the shliach is good but the cow is not good? If you're learning it from Yada, I understand. You'll say there's an analogy. Yada doesn't move on its own. But a shliach, but you're saying, chotzer midin shlichus, what's the problem? Powerful question. He says, v'yesh lomar, kevan da'afki rachmana b'loshon yad, so shlichus we really learn even shlichus he's saying we learn from the geneva case. He wants to say shlichus we learn from the geneva case. Even though we're saying that Yah doesn't mean literally, it just means his property, like Vayikach es kol arto mi yado, mikol makom mi da'afki b'loshon yad, bo'inen dum yadiyad. So it becomes strange. It becomes a strange twist in the end. Why do we care about Naidi by a regular kinyan? But according to the Rambam, it's good. All you really, the Yad is always the same. Yad always just means Rishus. And Mahalechas is not a din special to Gittin. That's a general din in the kinyan of the Rishus. It's only Kona when it's expressing your shame. The only thing different by Gittin is Samach, which means Ein Chav and Ladam Shol B'fanav. As opposed to the Rosh, he's learning that from the Xeris, the custom of Yad by Gittin, it defines a different kind of a Chatzir. And now you have to have these qualities of Chatzir. But those qualities of Chatzir, he says, shouldn't be necessary by Stam Shlichus. So he runs into a little bit of a difficulty over there.